from the book of Psalms, Psalm 3, in verse number 8, we see a word in the psalm, Selah. This word, Selah, is found 71 times in the book of Psalms and 3 times in the book of Habakkuk. Many scholars have different interpretations of this particular word, but when it all boils down and summarized, these scholars agree on some common ground that this word Selah has a meaning of pause by the singers, and as the music continues to play, it creates a kind of praise and worship that builds to a crescendo as we celebrate the words that were written in song preceding the word Selah. This word not only is a pause by the singers and the music to continue to play, but the meaning is to meditate on the words that were just sung and to meditate on the words that were just spoken. Psalm 119, verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Not only do we meditate on the word, but we meditate on the Lord. Psalm 63, verse 6, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches." There's a pause by the singers, a pause to allow the music to continue to play and to meditate on the words and meditate on the Lord. To internalize the word, to internalize and personalize the Lord. This is why you'll never find the word Selah at the beginning of the scripture, but either at the middle or at the end. There are people today that are missing this concept. They are reading their Bible, but they're not personalizing their Bible. They're reading about the Lord, but not personalizing and internalizing a relationship with the Lord. Not having personal meaning. It's one thing to have the scriptures in our head. We should have the scriptures in our heart. It's one thing to have the words of scripture on our lips. It's another thing to have the words of scripture in our spirit. When we study the word of God, it's not just head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. When we internalize, when we meditate, when we personalize, it is supposed to become real to us. And we begin to live the word, to live for the Lord, and to establish a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. It's one thing to read and to sing about the Lord, but it does no good unless we live for the Lord, unless it's personal, unless it has a deep meaning that changes our lives and allows us to have a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and to love Him and to live for Him. Selah, meditate. Selah, internalize. Selah, and apply the words that were just sung and the words that were just read into our life. And make it real and cause it through the power of the Holy Spirit to have change in our life. As Peter had said in Scripture, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." We serve a risen Savior, the living Christ. Selah. And cause that the words that were sung and the words that were read to become real in our life.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.